It should have said that Truma and Bikurim is noig all 7 years of Shemitah, and it doesn't have any pinyin. Mashenkin Maisa Shem is only Negeya the first and second year. The third year is no Maisa Sheni, and the fourth and fifth, and not the sixth year. And there isn't been pinyin of Maisa Sheni. But since the Brisa didn't say this, it's a Raya, it's Tani Vishayu in the Brisa also. So, Kitsa, these are also things the Brisa left out. So, Shmamina, there are a few things the Brisa left out, therefore, you can't bring any Raya from the fact the Brisa left out certain things. Toshima, Nishtairu Boy Tzitzin Amakvines Amila. So again, we're back to original Shaila, Kirmainain eat mice or not? So Nishtairu Boy Tzitzin, a person that had a bris mila, but certain tzitzin were left over, certain strings of the meat was left over there. Amakvines Amila, Hareza and Oichel, Loi Betrumav Loi Betesach, Loi Bekodeshim, Loi Bemeiser, he's not allowed to eat mice either. So my lav meiser dogim doesn't mean meiser dogim meiser sheni. So you see, an oral is also teat meiser. So that was the first shaila: can an oral eat meiser or not? So here, there's a raya that an oral is not allowed to eat meiser. Mora says loy meiser beimor. Maybe what it means here is like the kutchim part. It means meiser beimor of the kutchim shavoy. For the gemara, meiser beimor heinu kutchim. It's mamash the same thing as kutchim shita. An oral cannot eat from kutchim. For the gemara, lataymach. Miloy tana pesach ukatani kodeshim. It says what, that an oral cannot eat from a pesach and cannot eat from kodeshim. Ayakor and pesach is also kodeshim. So you see, it says different types of kodeshim. So maybe ma'aser beim is also another type of kodeshim. So Mor says no. Bishleim a pesach the kodeshim tzricha that I need. Di tana pesach would have just said pesach mishum the arelis the pesach siva. The Ika Parsha that the claim you can't eat an oral, can't eat kodeshim, says by korban pesach. So maybe Yoni Korban Pesach an oral can't eat. Ava Kodeshim Eim Aloi, maybe other Kodeshim an oral is allowed to eat. Therefore it has to say here, Kodeshim also an oral can't eat. I let it just say Kodeshim. Vitoni Kodeshim Ava Mina, my Kodeshim Pesach. I would have thought again, which Kodeshim can't an oral eat? Only a Korban Pesach. But maybe other things he could. Ava Maisa Behema. But other Kodeshim maybe he could eat. Kamashman, two things. The Korban Pesach and Kodeshim teach us that any kodeshim oral is not larit. But the question is, though, el ha-maisa beima lomali. If the maisa here does not mean regular maisa, it means maisa beima, which is going to have korbin, so what's the chiddush treat an oral can eat kodeshim? So it says, el ha-maisa rishon. El ha-maisa, this brisa that says an oral cannot eat maisa, v'taka means maisa rishon, v'yadi nehi. Tiyoma, maisa rishon, osu lazaren. In the time, it goes according to a meyashita, that maisa rishon has kedusha to it, it's also to a zar to eat it. So therefore, since a zar can eat it, who adin an oinein also is not allowed to eat it. An oral is not allowed to eat it. But maybe it's not, maybe not according to a meyashita, it could be maybe an oral is allowed to eat maisa. Allowed to eat maisa. Rashi is vameyahi, tiyoma perek yesh mutaris, maisa rishon, osu lazaren. Hilkach linyan arelis nami chomer. Therefore, maisa rishon is chomer and oral can't eat it. But maybe not according to a meyashita, or else maybe maisa sheni, maybe an oral is allowed to eat, maybe. So can't bring a proof from over here. Toshima, midatoni revichia ba rav midifti, oral also b'shtei maisers. An oral, a person does not have ris mila, he's also to eat two maisers. My love doesn't mean to say yechad maisa dogon, the yechad maisa behema. So where it says clearly, any mice, even mice sheni, mice rishon is also for an oral to eat. It says clearly, mice dogon and mice behema. So it's hachinami mice rishon rameya. Again, it's no raya, regular mice sheni, according to Rabban and what the lech will be. It only goes with a mice rishon, a libra rameya, that says it has a din, has kedusha on it. That's also for zar teeth, only a kain, a levi could eat it. So therefore, I did an oral, is also not allowed to eat it. But maybe not according to a meyashita, it could be maybe an oral is mutatinit. Toshima, come and bring another proof. Oinein also the meiser, it says clearly, an oinein is also teet meiser. O mutter be truma, but an oinein, a kain, that's an oinein is ladi truma. O vapara, tfu yoim also be truma, o mutter be pura. Who is in an oinein? Rashi, oinein mutter be pura. The kotshe beda kabayisi, v'loi kotshe mizbech, v'metzina tfu yoy mutabo v'kol shchen oinein. A kain as an oinein could work with the paraduma. Tful yoin also betruma. Now a tful yoin, that means a kohen that was tamei, even though he went to the mikvah, he is not allowed to eat truma until it comes to Erev Shemesh. Or muta the parah, like we had before, a kohen that's a tful yoin is allowed to work with the parah duma. Over meiser, who would then is allowed to eat meiser? Nechusik ipurim, let's say somebody has to have a korban brought, is also a parah. That's worse than a tful yoin. If he's a mechusik ipurim, he has to even bring a korban like a zav or a mitzoyro, then the lechus is also a parah. Or muta b'truma, but truma after Erev Shemesh, after the night time, even before he brought his korban, he's allowed to eat truma. Over meiser, what dim sheet is allowed to eat meiser. Now, if you want to tell me your chiddush, nisni oral also b'truma or muta b'paro over meiser should also say the lech of an oral that a kain that's an oral is not allowed to eat truma. Mashenkin is muta to work with the paraduma, and who didn't is allowed to eat meiser. So the chumah, why didn't they say this? Elamai tzraya, an oral is also with the meiser. Tzmur says no. Ha'tanet v'ra Rabbi Kiva hi. The marble the oral ketame. Again, Rabbi Kiva sheet we had before is that he holds an oral as a same lech like a tame. The tani Rabbi Kiva reiner ish l'rabbis es oral. So according to Rabbi Kiva, an oral is tame. Therefore, an oral cannot work with the paraduma. Therefore, doesn't want to put in the contrast. An oral could work with the paraduma because according to Rabbi Kiva, he can't. Well, man tani the polig of the Rabbi Kiva, tani the Rabbi Yosi abavlihi. So basically, above the Hiyavius, the Tanya we learned, Sreifas, Oinein, or Mechusik, the Purim, Kishera. That the Sreifas of the Purim Adum is smutter with an Oinein, or else the Mechusik, the Purim, is Kishera. Rabbi Yossi, above the Yoyme, Oinein, Kishera, Mechusik, the Purim, Sula. For after Rabbi Yitzchak, Sava, or less of a Maisa. So you see what an Oinein holds, that Rabbi Yitzchak holds, Yosef Bavli holds, Oinein is Kishera, Mechusik, the Purim is Sula. Mechusik, the Purim is Sula. A person that's like a Zav or a Mitzorah, even though they went to the mikvah and it came nighttime, they still have to bring a korban. Since they still have to bring a korban, that's called Mechus Kippurim. Alright, we'll stop here. Well, we'll go over this Gemara again tomorrow. We'll start over again, top the Gemara again tomorrow night. We'll start over again. You were holding up Ayin Dalad Omer Aleph. You will start from the top again. Again, when Mul Shiloh, what's the law of the Yisrof Sheshes? If an oral is muted to eat Maisa Sheni or not? A person that doesn't have a bris mila, is he allowed to eat Maisa Sheni or not? That was the Shiloh. So Toshima, it says Aloha Nishtaira Boy Tzitzin. Ha Makfines Amila. Somebody had a mila done to him, but it wasn't a good job. There are still some strands of meat left over. That the halacha is, he's not called a gemalta, so he's still called an oral. So it says clearly, Hareze ein oichol loy betruma, for loy bepesach, for loy bekodeshim, for loy bemeiser. It says clearly the person's an oral, and therefore he's not, even if he's a kayin, he's not allowed to eat truma, or else he can't eat from the korban pesach, or he can't eat from any kodeshim, and for loy bemeiser, he can't eat from meiser. So chura meiser here means meiser sheni, so chura tzaraya that an oral is also to eat meiser sheni. My love, Maisa Dogen, doesn't mean a regular Maisa of wheat, Maisa Sheni from Dogen, that you see in Oral Azosa. So Gemara says, light from this price, you can't bring any Raya. I tell you, Maisa Behema. It's talking about it, I'll cut him. It's talking about Maisa, the tenth animal you have that was born that year. You go through the deer, and the tenth one is called a Maisa Behema. It's a good cut him. So therefore, we know an Oral is not allowed to cut him. If you have different Morskasha, Maisa Behema, Hainu cut him. If the brice only means a regular case of Maisa Behema, what's the Chiddush then? That's Mamas Kodeshim. For the Gemara L'taymech, if you can ask such a question, Miloy Tanan, doesn't the brice anyway say a double Lashon? It says Pesach Uketani Kodeshim. It says that this person that's an Oral can't eat from either. He can't eat from a Korban Pesach, and he can't eat from regular Kodeshim. So the question is, what does that say a double Lashon for? If it says a Korban Pesach, so Pshiti can't eat from Kodeshim. So Gemara says, that's not a Kasha.
Bishleima Pesach for Kodeshim Tricha. That's not a kasha. If Rav would have only said one, I would not know the second one. Vitorna Pesach, who would have just said Alocha. Said a person that's an oral. He didn't have a bris mila, or wasn't done a good job. So he's called an oral. That he's not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. I would tell you why. Mishum the Arlus be Pesach Siva. The Ika Pesach, you learn out, is by Korban Pesach. It says Kaloral Loyecha Boy. Whoever's an oral can't eat from the Korban Pesach. So the Ika place where the Torah says he can't eat is by Korban Pesach. Avul Kodeshim Emaloy. But by other Kodeshim, it doesn't say clearly an oral can't eat. Maybe an oral would be allowed to eat from other Kodeshim. So Kamash from the Brisa, no. Even any kachem, even any animal that has kedusha on it, an oral is not allowed to eat from. That's why it has to say two, Pesach and Kodeshim. And the Tony Kodeshim, if it would have just said the word Kodeshim, have a mean, I would have thought, my Kodeshim, Pesach. What does it mean an oral can't eat from kachem? What does it mean from any other korban? Maybe it would have only meant from a korban Pesach. So therefore it has to say two things, Pesach and Kodeshim. But now the question is, Ela Maiser Behem Alomali. If you tell me now when it says the word Maiser, it does not mean Maiser Sheni of Dogen, but it means Maiser Behem for the Gemara, that's Ramas Kodeshim. And we said already in this Braisa twice already, Pesach and Kodeshim. And from the word Kodeshim, we know all Kodeshim a Noah cannot eat. So Pshiti is not allowed to eat from Maiser Behem. So the word Maiser cannot mean Maiser Behem. It has to mean Maiser Dogen. So churitzarayim that an oral is also teach ma'aser sheni. The Gemara says no. Ela ma'aser rishon. I tell you, we're not talking about ma'aser sheni. We're talking about ma'aser rishon. Why should it be also for a person teach an oral teach ma'aser rishon? For Rabbi Meir, this brisa goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. The Oma that Rabbi Meir Shita is ma'aser rishon also lazarim. That's his halacha. He holds ma'aser rishon is tak also for zaratit. And Rashi says. Rabbi Meir the Yom Perigesh Motoris that Maaser Rishon also Lazarim Azar can't eat it. Hilkach Linyan Arlus Nami Chomer. Therefore, it has a certain amount of kedusha on it. This Maaser Rishon. Therefore, an oral is not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. Mashen Kain Maaser Sheni that any person can eat it. Azar is allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. Any Yisrael could eat Maaser Sheni. That's our question. Maybe an oral could also eat Maaser Sheni. So for this price, he can't bring it right. This price is talking about the Maaser Rishon. And Ali Buda Rabbi Meir, Maaser Rishon is Choma, that a Zar can't eat it, that has Kedusha, that's why an oral can't eat it. Mashenka and Maaser Sheni, that could be eaten by regular Yisrael, it could be even an oral could eat Maaser Sheni also. See, I have no proof from here. Toshima, come now, bring another proof. Midatoni Rabbi Chia ba Rav Midifti. That oral also b'shtei Maaseris. It says clearly a person that's an oral is also t two Maaseris. Is my love doesn't mean to say echad ma'aser dogon v'echad ma'aser behema, that one means as the kodshim of a ma'aser behema and one means as ma'aser dogon and ma'aser sheni that you make from wheat that an oral is not allowed to eat it. So again, a proof that an oral cannot eat ma'aser sheni. So Mora says no. Hachinami ma'aser rishon Rabbi Meir. The shtei ma'aser is true. One of them means ma'aser behema. One means kodshim. The first one, though, that means Maaser, it doesn't mean Maaser Sheni, but it means only Maaser Rishon Aliba the Rabbi Meir. That the Meir holds Maaser Rishon has Kedusha on it, that it's also for regular Zarat, either only a Kohen or a Levi could eat it. So therefore, an Oral is not allowed to eat it. But maybe Maaser Sheni, maybe an Oral is allowed to eat. Toshima, come and bring another proof. It says, Oinein osa b'maaser omute b'trum of a paro. A person that's an oinein, one of his mishpacha just died before they made a kfura, so he's not allowed to eat maaser. Also the maaser is also maaser rishon, maaser sheni is also. Or mutter b'truma v'pora. But an oinein is allowed to eat truma, and no one did is not at work with the paraduma. What about a tful yoim? That means a kayin that was tummy that day, he touched the sheriff, and he went to the mikvah. And even after the mikvah, he still had a din tumor on him until the night time. Is also betruma. Such a kayin is also tetruma until it comes Harash Shemesh, until it comes night time. Or mutav a para uva maaser. But he's allowed to work with the para duma tfuyoim. We had before Farish Apostle. Uva maaser. Who would then a tfuyoim is allowed to eat maaser. Only an onion is also, not a tfuyoim. A tfuyoim is mutter for maaser. What about Mechusa Kippurim? What about Rashi says? Mechusa Kippurim means Tumah
Deboi Korban, somebody that was Tomei like a Zav, and when he comes Tor, he has to bring a Korban. His Kol Shloi Hevi Kafrosoi, Kol Zaman the Zav, did not bring his Kabonis, is also Bo. He is also the Pura, he's also to work with the Pura Duma. Rashi says, why the Mechusa Maisu, O Kamisha to Mosoi Olav Domi. He's like he's still a Talmudic person. And for sure, a person like this that has to bring a korban, so the day before on the seventh day, when he went to the mikvah, pshita, he can't work with the paraduma. The ikatarti, there's two things wrong with him. That we say it's full yoim is a lot of work with the paraduma. That's talking about a tumas mace, a rest for sherets, that you only touch the mace, or you touch the sherets. So in such a case, you only tame, you don't have to here to bring a korban. So there we say, after you went to the mikvah, tfu yoyim is mutz to work with the paraduma. Deshim shama mele orvam. Because you have to wait for night time, that comes by itself. Falav mechusa maisu. That's not like bringing a korban that you're missing in action. Hilkach, kiksiv hiza torel tome. That we said before, tfu yoyim is a lot of work with the paraduma. Mechlau shutome, the mishri tfu yoyim also blay mechusa kipurim. Only such a person that only touched a mace or a sheretz, that does not have to bring a korban. That full yoim could work with the paraduma. But a person like a zav or a mitzayra, that even after they become Torah and go to the mikvah, they have to bring kabonis, that's called the mechusa maisa, mechusa kippurim, they are also with the paraduma. So mechusa kippurim, it says clearly, is also the para, or muta de truma of a maisa. But a mechusa kippurim, since already it went Harosh Shemesh, he went to the mikvah yesterday, and it came to nighttime already, even though tomorrow, the eighth day, he has to bring a korban, so what? Lamaisi is a kain, is ladi truma, and who was in maisu is ladit. That's what the Brisa says. Now, if you want to tell me now an oral, also has alochom, nisti, let it learn like this. Oral also betruma or muta beporo v'maisa. And if you want to tell me an oral is muta tit maisa, so why didn't the Brisa say this chiluk also? I should have said a kain that's an oral, he's not ladi truma. But he's allowed to omuta beporo, he's allowed to work with the paraduma. And who didn't Larit Maisa Shaini? How come I didn't say it? So Churat Samashma said an oral is not Larit Maisa Shaini. So Gemara says, this price Hotona Dere Rabbi Kivi. I tell you, this price goes according to Rabbi Kivi Shita. And according to Rabbi Kiva, Shita an oral cannot work with the Paraduma. The Marbileli Oral Ketomet, like we had before. Rabbi Kiva holds an oral, a person that's an oral, Mamish is like a person that's Tomet, he's like a Zav. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Kiva Weimer, the Pasuk says, Is Ish, L'Rabbis Es Oral. In the Pasha, the Pasuk talking about a Mitzayra and a Zav, it says, Ish, Ish, L'Rabbis Es Oral. That an Oral has a Din Tumah like a Zav. Therefore, the Braisa can't say this Chilek. Because an Oral is also with a Paraduma. Shrashi, Yatona, the very Rabbi Kiva, the Osa Leinami the Para, according to him, will be also with a Paraduma. The Torah Leil, like we had before, Tumtum Shekiddush Kedusha Apostle, Yakim the Rabbi Kiva, that an Adrugnis or a Tumtim, if they make the Kiddush of the Mayim, a non-Drugnis, a Tumtim, if they make the Kiddush of the Mechatis, since he's an Oral, his is Tome, it's Apostle. Now the Gemara says, the man Tana, the Polo Gledi Rabbi Kiva, who's like the Tana Kama? Who's the one that argues on Rabbi Kiva? So Rashi says, Leil, the Aksha Oral Bapara. That's what we had before, Man Yoma, that said an oral is a lot of work with the Paraduma. Oral Shiza Zosak Shera, like we had before. I mean, the Gura Tanaka takes this gear out. Timcha Ezir. Because Gura Tapella, what's the Gemara asking, who's the Tanakama of Rabbi Kiva? Those said before said clearly, it's a Machlokes, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. Before we had the Man Yoma that argues in Rabbi Kiva, was Rabbi Eliezer. He dashes the word Ishish for something else. Says so. What's the Gemara asking? The man telling the Polgler the Rabbi Kiva. So for the Gemara takes this Gemara out. We have the Gersa. The Gemara our Gersa says the Gemara asks who's the one that argues on Rabbi Kiva. So Gemara says Tana the Rabbi Yosef Habavlihi. It's a Tanakama of Rabbi Yosef Habavli. He's the one that holds not like Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya learned like this. Sarfas Oinein Umechusa Kippurim. Let's say a person that's an Oinein or Mechusa Kippurim, he burnt the Paraduma, his Ksheira. Rabbi Yosi Abavli Yoimer, Oinein Ksheira, Oinein is Kosher. But Mechusa Kippurim is Taka Psula, Mechusa Kippurim is Taka Rispussel. So Rashi learns
Hogasin Tanatana Drab Yesav Abadlihi. Tanakama the Yesav Abadlihi. The Yom Mechusikapurim. Koshimaporo. For Masnisim, the Okimna Krevakiva, Katarni Mechusikapurim. Posabaporo. It's not the same Aloch of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is talking about an oral. But I call upon him, it's a Rai, he argues on Rabbi Kiva, because in Rabbi Kiva's Bryce it says what? That a Mechusik Yipurim is possible for the Paraduma. And here it says, no, this Tanakami here holds that a Mechusik Yipurim is mutter for the Parah. So just like he argues on Mechusik Yipurim, who are then he argues on oral also? That's what Rashi says. That's what the Gura says, it's very Shreva Sol Gersa. You don't even have a clearer Mandiyama that says an oral is mutter. And before we had clearly Rebbe Lezner that held an oral is tor, he doesn't have a din tumah. An oral would be mutter to work with the paraduma. Right. That's what Gersa here. Now the Gemara says the Yafrab Yitzchok Sava oral loss of a Maisa. Rabbi Yitzchok also holds, like we're saying, that an oral is also tit Maisa Sheni. The Yomer Rabbi Yitzchok Minayin La Oral Shasav a Maisa. How do I know this halacha taka that an oral is also tit Maisa Sheni? Because Rabbi Yitzchok says, Nema mimenu b'maiser. V'nema mimenu b'pesach. It says the word mimenu both places. So the Zerah Shava. Ma mimenu oma b'pesach. Oral osa boi, just like by Korban Pesach. And oral is also taken from the Korban Pesach, is af mimenu. Ho'oma b'maiser. When the Torah talks about maiser sheni, it says the word mimenu, it means to tell us that an oral is also boi. An oral is also taken maiser sheni. So Yitzchok also holds like this shita. The Gemara says now Mufni. This Gzeir Shava has to be extra. One side, we'll soon see two sides, it has to be extra. It has to be Mufni. The Loi Mufni, because if it won't be extra over here, Ikula Mufni, you can ask the question like this. Ma la Pesach shekein chayovim olav mishum pigol v'noiser v'tomei. That a Korban Pesach has a more chomedic halacha, there's a din pigol, and if you eat pigol, you chayev chorus. V'noiser you chayev chorus. If you eat the kachum when you're tomei, you chayev chorus. So the chomedik alocha, mashenkein by meiser, there's no chiyuv koros by meiser. So maybe meiser and oral is allowed to eat meiser. So if there's not extra this zeir shava, you would ask the question. So Gemara says la yafnu yamufna. Yes, they are extra here. Gemara says my mufna. Let's go see which one tak is extra. What's extra over here? So my Rav says like this. Om Rav Yitzchok, talosa mimenu ksib bepesach. It says three times the word mimenu by the korban pesach.
So the Gemara says, Chad Lagufa, for the din of itself, so Tosfos explains that the Apostle says, Atoch Mimeno, no, you can't eat a grua. So if not for the word Mimeno, I would have thought it's going back on a Matzah Simrerim. Now that it says the word Mimeno, it goes on a Korban Pesach, that you can't eat it, no, when it's grua. Vechad Lagzer Shova, one is extra for the Gzer Shova. Vechad, Lamad Yom Abu Akos Lutel Lachoyas Yachaloysa say, according to Mal Yoma, that it says it's teaching us now that you don't get Malkus. For the noiser, because it's called the lav and it's liyasei. I did the ksiv noiser, since it says the word noiser, ksiv nami mimenu. It also says over again the word mimenu. And olaman the yom alitin loy boike shenu l'sreifosei. The one that says the chiddush of this parasha is to teach us that when it comes out on yom tiv, you're not allowed to burn noiser on yom tiv. You have to wait to the second day to chol amoid. Is I did the ksiv ad boike, since it says anywhere in the pasuk the word ad boike, ksiv nami mimenu. That's why it says a third time the word mimenu. Yeah, so Rashi says like this. That's what it says. Tlosim imenu ksiba. Pesach Rashi says it says altoichlim imenu no, loisasirim imenu, and then it says vanoisim imenu. Same thing. Tlosim imenu b'maiser. The pasuk also says loyachalti, v'loybiarti, v'loynasati. And all the time it says the word imenu. So Rashi says v'akosu beishis roifu litein eser achaloisa say loymashen loykin alov. That's the chiddush over here. According to one man diyama. So therefore it says the word imenu also. Or else, if you say now it's coming to teach us the chiddush of boike sheni, the Rashi says the motzel mechta via noisim emenu beishes reifu. That's what it should have said. Ma yad boiker. How come the pasuk says ad boiker? Well, see bereishu the kro loisim emenu ad boiker. No, you're not supposed to leave it over until the morning. Elohe koma. This is what the pasuk means to teach us. Vahanoisa la boiker rishon shul yomtiv. If you left it over till the first day of yomtiv. That's noiser. Is you not allowed to burn it today? Today is Yom Tov. Sreifas kochim you don't do on Yom Tov. Is him to mat boiker sheni? You have to wait till the second boiker. Shul chol, that's a weekday. For a sarfan, that's when you could burn it. The lam nechot to teach us say shen sarfan kochim be Yom Tov. You're not allowed to burn kochim on Yom Tov. For tavaya b'keitzer selim. Both these two halachis, both of them are learned in keitzer and utzelim.
ksiv adoike ksiv nami mimenu. That's why it says the word mimenu. Hakol ponim, one is l'gzeir shava. Now, tlosim mimenu ksiv of a meiser. It says three times the word mimenu by the parsha of meiser. Chad l'gufei, one to teach it for itself. V'chad lid rabbi avua, om rabbi yechinen. We'll soon see what his halacha is. Rasul rabbi avua, to yom aliyah le'mishri hadloka v'shemet shal truma shenitmo. The teachers of Yahweh Shemit Shal Truma that became Tomei, you're allowed to burn it. V'chad lid Rash Lakish. And one goes to Rash Lakish is halacha. The Yom Rash Lakish, Yom Rav Samoi, that minayin l'maisa sheni shenitmo, shemutu l'soichoi. How do we know if you have maisa sheni that became Tomei, that you're allowed to use it to rub with? You could use it, what Rashi says, V'yaf agav l'kai malon, v'sticha kishtiyo, v'hevi lon keman v'shosalei betumo, and regular maisa sheni nalarit when it's Tomei. Over here it's mutter though. You're allowed to take the maisa sheni, shemen of maisa sheni, and use it to rub with. Shenemar HaPosuk says, V'loi nosati mimenu l'meis. You did not take the maisa sheni and use it for a meis. Tzadik is l'meis hu d'loi nosati. I only did not use it for a meis. Holachai dum yidemeis nosati. But use it for a chai, like something I would use for a meis, it's mutter. So what does that mean? Eze dov v'sheshova v'chaim v'meisim. What's the one thing you could do? The same thing to a live person as to a meis. What you can do is rub. To make him drink, you can't make a dead person drink. So it has to mean sicha. So it says what? Only to a mace I did not do it. But to a chai it's mutter. So Rashi says, loy nasati mimenu l'mace. Liyel minei ksiv loy biyati mimenu b'tomei. Talking about you did not use mace sheni when it was tomei. Hol siv vasvev loy nasati mimenu l'mace. Kloimar. Mina mace tomei loy nasati mimenu l'mace. If I have mace sheni that was tomei, I did not use it for mace. Here is the deed, but use it for a live person. Dum yedemes nosati. To use it for a live person, like a mace, it's mutter. The yezu nesim the mishkachas b'mace aviyem is asicha. What shach to do by a mace? You can't make him drink it. Elamai to rub on him. So the same way it says you didn't do it to a mace, mashmut v'chai you're allowed to. So that's why I need this word. The mental teacher should allow to take mace sheni to neyo and rub it to use it. For the Gemara, mask of Roma Zutra. V'yema, why don't you tell me now, lo nesati mimenu l'meis, v'yema, why don't you say like this, likach lo yorin v'tachrichin, that's what I did not use it for. So Rashi, v'yema, lo nesati mimenu l'meis means, lo nesicha kom, it's not talking about rubbing it on a meis. Elakachu misvad, this is what you say vidui, v'maisa sheni, that lo yonisi mimenu orin v'tachrichin l'meis. When the maisa sheni was tomei, I did not use it to buy tachrichin for the meis, or to buy wood to make an oven for the mace. Hafilu kishenitma, v'lo yecholti lo echloi, v'lo shniso v'dovor shena l'achila. I did not use it for something that I can eat with. V'utzorchi a mace. That's what I did not do. Holochai dumi de mace, then the deek would be, if you want to use it for a live person, like this mace, nosati. Obi the chidish then, v'yashmina v'yafagav de mace tor. Regular maisa sheni, the din is you only allowed to eat it. You can't do anything else with it, or else you could drink it or rub it, but you can't buy clothing with it. In nitma, but if the maisa sheni became tamei, then muta lechalala liktas v'menacholok. Then maybe you're allowed to be mechalit, sell it, and with the money you could buy clothing. Because the deek is over here, I did not use the maisa sheni to buy clothing for the mace. Mashma just for the mace, I'm not allowed to do it. But when the maisa sheni becomes tamei, I'm allowed to be mechalit, and with the money, I could buy myself clothing. So maybe make this drasha, not only allowed to rub maisa sheni that's tamei, but maybe even allowed to sell it and buy something else with it. So when this is I'm Rav Huna bread of Yeshua, mimenu migufa. The Pasuk says mimenu. It's mashma from the maisa sheni itself. We're not talking about buying something from it, but rather we're talking about using it itself. So that's the deal. You did not use it to rub on a mace, that's what's awesome. But you're allowed to rub it on a chai. Ravashi yomar loy nosati dumyid lo yachalti. Not giving is doymet, so I did not eat it. Ma lahalam migufay. Just like not eating it means you did not eat the maisa sheni when it was tamei, you did not eat the guf of the maisa sheni. Is afkani also migufay. That that you did not give when it's sati to mace means you did not use the goof of the maise sheni for a mace. Mashenken for a chai you are allowed to. So Bchitza was saying now that one is extra by Korban Pesach, even though by Meiser nothing is extra. So for the Gemara of Akati Mufna Mitzad Echadu, it's only extra on one side. So Gemara says, Honi Chalaman Diyom Alameidin Vemeshivin, that you can't answer any questions on Xer Shava that's open on one side. El Alaman Diyom Alameidin Vemeshivin, according to the Man Diyom that holds. Even if you have the Gzera Shava, even if one side is open. But if you have a question, you can slug up the Gzera Shava. Maik Lameima? So again, here we can slug up the Gzera Shava. That Pesach is a Chomet the Gazach, that's Pigul, that's Nois of Atomei. But Mashenkein, Maise Sheni, maybe does not have these Chumers. Maybe an Oral is Mutter. So how do you know to make these Gzera Shava, that just like an Oral is also eat from the Korban Pesach, an Oral cannot eat from Maise Sheni? We hold the Meshivin, yes, the Kasha. So Gemara says, "Hanas Rabavua mid Rav Nachman or Rav Avraham Nafka in a Chanami." You have to say it's extra on both sides. So we don't use one word mimenu for Rav Avraham's drasha, because Rav Avraham's drasha we can know from Rav Nachman or Rav Avraham Nafka. Trash Yachter Rav Avraham, the Mas v'Chad mimenu leMishri Hadloka b'Shem and True Mashina Tamas. That we use one mimenu by Meisa to teach us. That when you have Truma Tameya, you're allowed to burn it, you're allowed to have enjoyment from it, you don't need this word Mimenu for it. Now this Rush you learn that from someplace else. So maybe one word Mimenu by Meiser is extra, therefore both sides of the Gzera Shava is extra. You learn that from where? From Mirav Nachman Amarava Varavua Nafka. The Yamarav Nachman Amarava Varavua. My just said, what does the Pasuk say? Va'ani hine nosati l'chos mishmeros trumosi. I gave you the kanim to watch truma. Vishtei truma sakos medaba, trumosai, a loshen rabin, two type of trumas. Achas truma tohoiro, viachas truma tomeya. The Yomer Rachmon, the Torah says, l'cho, shelucho tei, liyasok atakata shilcho. The Torah is saying, yes, you're allowed to use it. That both truma tohoiro and truma tomeya kain is allowed to use. It's called l'cho for you. So this lema truma tohoiro, you're allowed to eat. Pshitas l'cho. But l'chura truma tameya, you're not allowed to eat. So what do you mean l'chura, how is it for you? You can't be poida truma. L'chura has this kedusha. So what is it called l'chura by truma tameya? Hello, my, that's the rye. You're allowed to use it to burn with it. You're allowed to burn it in your oven and cook with that heat. So that's called l'chura. So mainly you don't need the extra word mimeno for that. For this we learn out from Rab Nachman's halacha. Therefore mimeno is extra, so it's Rab Yitzchok's din is very good. Rav Yitzchok has a Zeris Shav, it says an extra word mimenu by Korban Pesach, and it says an extra word mimenu by Meiser to teach us, just like by Korban Pesach, an oral is also to eat, or Korban Pesach, who did an oral is also to eat from Meiser Sheni. Right, then the Mishnah says, Al Mishnah v'chol atzmeyin. So Al Mishnah first started off that an oral is also to eat truma. And then the Mishnah says, v'chol atzmeyin. Any kind that's tomei, calls the man is tomei, he is now allowed to eat truma. That was our first Mishnah. The Mar Minoha Nenili. How do we know this? That a kohen that's tamei, he's not allowed to eat truma. Omer Rav Yechon and Mishum Rav Yishmoyel. Omer Kvod the Pasuk says, Ish Ish Mizer Aaron Blu Tzaru Oizov. So Ezel Dovo She